A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few ones. And when you shall shut the door behind you in your rooms, empty up those boys, and fall out of thyly." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." Now it happened when
that Elisha would depart. Why?
And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand, so it will be. Whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." And it happened one day that he came there, and he turned into the upper room and lay down there. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite woman." When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said it to hers, "Vic you wiv, vic you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?" She answered, "I dwell among my own people." So he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Equate. Actually, she has no son. And hoathen is to be done for her." And Gehazi answered, "Actually, she has no son, and her husband is old." So he said, "Call her." When he had called to my debate, when he quite do it eat the bite, then he gahabod the gortarade fighty da. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said to his father, "My head, my head, my head." So he said to his servant, "Carry him to his mother." When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. So it out, "Why are you going to bed?" "Shut the God. In said me one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run the debt." It he bet. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you." And so she departed, and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, the Shunammite woman, please run now to meet her, and say to her, 'Is it well with you, husband? Is it well with the child?'" And she answered, "It is well with the child." And she answered, "It is well with the child." Now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to Porcival way, but the man of God said, "Let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me, and has not told me." So she said, "Did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, 'Do not say'?" Then he said to be, "Ask if ready." Then he said to Gerasev, "Ready and take my staff in your hand, and be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer the kale of the lave, Bizel, of the fade. I get right in to go 5 day." Now Gehazi went on ahead of them, and laid the staff on the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he went back to meet him and told him, saying, "The child has not awakened." When Elisha came into the house, there was the child, lying dead on his bed. He went in, therefore, shut the door behind the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child, and put his mouth on his eyes and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself out on the child and the flesh of the child, and the flesh of the child. He returned and walked back and forth in the house, and again went out in the shin was about on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times in the chimes, and Chimald opened his eyes, and he called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite woman." So he called her. And when she came in to him, he said, "Pick up your son." So she went in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground. Then she picked up her son. So she went in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground. Then she picked up her son and went out. And Elizeth returned. Now the lies famth. Now the send. So one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered from it a lapful of wild gourds, and came and sliced them into the pot of stew, though they did not know what they were. Then they served it to the men to eat. Now it happened, as they were eating the stew, that they cried out, and said, Man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat it. So he said, Then bring some flour, and he put it into the pot, and said, Serve it to the people, that they may eat. And there was nothing harmful in the pot. Then a man came from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley bread, and newly ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, Give it to the people, that they may eat. But his servant said, What, shall I set this before 100 men? He said again, Give it to the people, that they may eat, for thus says the Lord, They shall eat and have some left over. So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over. So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over.